أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا فكلي واشربي وقري عينا فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا and relate the story of Maryam alayhi salam in this kitab. She had withdrawn from her household to an eastern place and placed a screen between them and herself. Then we had sent our angel, our Jibreel alayhi salam, and he appeared before her as a normal person in every respect. So in amazement she cried out, I seek the protection from Allah the Most Gracious against you. If you are God-fearing, then move away. Then did Jibreel Islam say, I am the messenger of your Rabb. I have come to announce to you the gift of a righteous child. In amazement, she says, how could I have a child when no person has ever touched me, no man has ever touched me, and nor am I unchaste. So Jibreel Islam says, so will it be. And your Rabb says that this is easy for me, and that I may make this as a sign for mankind, and as a mercy from ourselves. And this matter has already been decreed, so there can be no changes in this. So she conceived him, and she moved away, retired with the child to a distant place, and the pains of childbirth had drove her to the trunk of a date palm. Now, in deep worry and concern, she began to say, Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha. Had it only been that I had died long before this, and had I only been a forgotten thing out of sight. So Jibreel Islam called out to her from beneath the tree, grieve not, Allah Ta'ala has provided a stream for you, beneath you, and shake towards you the trunk of the date palm, and it will let fall upon you fresh ripe dates. So eat and drink and cool your eyes. And if you see a man, then say, I have vowed a fast for the most gracious Allah. I have vowed a fast of silence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this day I will not speak to any person. So she brought her to her people, carrying him in her arms. And they said in amazement, O Maryam, indeed you have done something terrible. O sister of Harun, your father was not an evil man, and your mother was not unchaste. So she pointed towards the child, and they said, how can we ever talk to a person, to a child in the cradle? Then did the child speak out and say, I am the servant of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with the divine book, divine scripture, and appointed me as a Nabi, and made me Mubarak and blessed wherever I be, and commanded me with Salah and Zakat as long as I am alive, and made me kind towards my mother, and he has not made me disobedient and wretched. And salams on me the day I was born, the day I will die, and the day I will be raised back to life. This is Isa, the son of Maryam alayhi salam, the true statement in which these people doubt. It is not possible for the grandee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he begets a child, glory be to him. When he decides a matter, he says to it, be, says to it only, be, and it is. And indeed Allah ta'ala is my Rabb and your Rabb, then worship him alone, this is the straight path. Then people fell into disputes, they broke up into sects. And woe to the unbelievers against the coming of a mighty day. This is the story of Maryam alayhi salam. And the Quran Sharif has spoken about Isa alayhi salam and his mother Maryam alayhi salam. Perhaps one of the more important reasons for Allah Ta'ala speaking about Isa alayhi salam in so much detail. Allah Ta'ala speaks about him from before his birth, then his miraculous birth, miraculous conception, then his childhood, his adulthood, his mission, and all this has been given in full detail. Against any other Nabi, he has been given, his story is explained in somewhat detail. And one of the possible reasons are that this ummah will have to work with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. He will come before the end of time. So the ummah should have no doubt about Isa alayhi salam and about his coming, about his birth, and about everything that is connected to him, should have no doubt about him. So a detailed account about himself, his mother, his grandparents, everything has been mentioned. She, from birth, was a pious person, and in her piety and in her being devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she retired to an eastern place. Perhaps the direction of prayer was the east, so she had retired in an eastern chamber within the framework of the house. And she placed a veil to screen her between the people of the house so that she could retire and devote herself completely uninterrupted. Whilst she was in this seclusion, then did we send our angel, the Jibreel alayhi salam, who appeared before her as a man in all respects, as a normal person. He appeared before her. She was shocked that in this seclusion of minds, how did this person get here? And then I am a woman and I'm not unchaste, and how come this person had come in? So she asks Allah Ta'ala's protection when Jibreel Islam announces his true identity, that I have come to announce the gift of a righteous child being born to you. And then he goes on to explain that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala has, this matter is already decreed, so it's not going to be changed. So when she experienced those pains of childbirth, labor pains, and she was driven to the trunk of a date palm, so she said in grief and in concern that how am I going to face my people? What are they going to say? Had I only died before this and had been a thing forgotten out of sight. Ali says that we shouldn't aspire for death, for any worldly musibat, calamity. And here that Maryam alayhi salam longs for death. So there is an exception that is made in the hadith. If a person longs for death on account of some dini problem, calamity that may befall him and it may affect his deen. So in such a situation, one can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for death. أحيني ما كانت الحياة خيرا لي. Keep me alive as long as life is the better thing for me. And take me away when dying is better for me. So she may have felt that this is going to be a situation where my people are going to taunt me. And then perhaps I will not be able to persevere. I will not be able to have the patience. And I will complain. And this may not be liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before I get into a situation where Allah ta'ala is displeased with me, then I better leave the world. So this was the reason why she had longed for death. And Allah ta'ala made it comfortable for her. And Jibreel Islam announces to her, فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا. He announced from beneath her that your Rabb has provided a stream for you. And further, there's a date palm, then just shake the branch and it will let fall fresh, ripe dates for you. Therefore, the ulama ikram explain that when a woman is in confinement, then one of the excellent food for her to eat to regain, replenish herself is fresh, ripe dates. And then she was told that if anybody asks you about your child and talks to you, then you must say that I have vowed a fast of silence. That was the way in the Bani Israel, in the previous nations, that they could vow a fast of silence. They will not speak throughout that period. In this ummah, this is prohibited. You cannot vow a vow of silence. Yes, we should commit ourselves not to speak about anything that is wrong, ghibat, gossiping, or anything that is incorrect. We will keep silent, we will not speak, engage. So all you need to tell your people that you have vowed a vow of silence, or a fast of silence, so you will not be able to speak for that duration. Now when she brought the child, carrying the child in her arms, then people began to wonder what happened. That this was a pious woman, she had retired herself to ibadat, and how did she come up with this type of a thing? So all type of thoughts and all types of accusation began to flow amongst people. And they said to her that your father wasn't a bad man, nor was your mother unchaste. So when she reached this point, so she just pointed out towards the child, and they became even more angry, that are you making a mockery of us, pointing towards the child? What can this child say? So when Isa alayhi salam, the child now, when he heard all this, then he turned towards them, resting upon his mother. He turned towards them and said, Inni Abdullah, I am the servant of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with the divine scripture. In other words, I will be appointed as a Nabi, receiving divine scripture and revelation from Allah Ta'ala. And He's made me blessed wherever I be. And He's commanded me with salah and zakah as long as I'm alive. In other words, these are going to be my teachings. like all the other Nabis, I'm going to be also delivering and conveying the same message like the rest of the Anbiya, Salat and Zakah, and being kind towards my mother, miraculous birth without the agency of a man was he born. So he says to be kind, Allah Baqas made me kind towards my mother, not disobedient and rich. Ya Allah, give us the feedback.